Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it.
And today I am so excited to be talking to Nancy Tobin, jockey person to person. Nancy is having a fabulous fashion fun in her 50s. She's gone from being one of the first women to climb telephone poles in the late 70s to going old school doing the Betty Crocker and stay-at-home routine, raising 4 children. She's now come into her own by bringing smiles and fun to shopping one-to-one. So let's welcome Nancy. Thanks, Nancy. I'm so glad you've joined us today.
Well, thank you for having me, Gail.
Oh, you are most welcome. Let me share with everybody a little bit how we met. Actually, we met through a mutual friend who invited Nancy to join a women's networking group that we have. And Nancy and I became fast friends, and her fashions are fabulous, as well as she is. So I just thought she was a perfect person to hear her success story. And as you can hear from Nancy's bio, she's got an extraordinary background that she started out with. So with that said, Nancy, give us a little bit of a background. You obviously just didn't show up one day and decide you were going to do this. So did this particular company and the path that you're taking right now, is that something that you looked for, or did it find you?
It totally found me. I was at an event and shopping, mm-hmm. which we all love to do at events, and I picked up a couple of pieces of the jockey person-to-person clothing, took them home. Now, I'm horrible with clothing. I'm terrible at taking care of it. I've even been banned from doing laundry at the house, so I couldn't destroy it. And I found that I was actually wearing it. You know, you have closets and drawers full of clothing that you don't use. It's a great buy. It was a good look. It was whatever. And you don't wear it. I wore the jockey because it was comfortable, and I looked nice without being uncomfortable.
Very cool. Now, have you always been a fashion bug? I noticed that in your past, you have been climbing telephone poles. Well, obviously, you didn't wear fancy coat clothes to that. And then you spent time at home with the Betty Crocker. So in prior to becoming part of this clothing line, did you have a passion for clothing? Were you one of these people that were always shopping for that next outfit and all the color coordination stuff that went with it?
Not at all.
Really?
And that's not at all. And that's the fun of a jockey is you don't have to be fashion savvy because every item in jockey will go with at least 5 or 6 other items in their current catalogs, and what they have retired transitions into their current as well because it's simplistic enough in design and style to where it will carry forward.
But back to your story, did you always have a fashion sense? Because I think you shared with us one time that that was not one of your things, that you just really did not get drawn into the clothing scene until you found this type of
thing. That's true. That's true. I lived in blue jeans and sweatpants.
And so
total soccer mom. They used to call me a little boy when I worked for the phone company.
Oh, because you just showed up in your jeans and your sweats and away you went.
Yes. Yes. Coveralls, jeans.
Now, how did you get into climbing telephone poles?
Well, you know, all you have to do is tell me I can't do something. I come from a large family, middle child. There's nothing I can't do, especially if you tell me no. So I tried to do the typing. I tried to do dictation. I tried to do the calls, and that wasn't my forte. So I went for the physical end of it.
Oh, very good. And how did you? Did they do a lot of training for that? I mean, or they just
oh, yeah,
you a pole and climb?
No. You go away, and you either climb the pole or you burn the pole, which is falling off the pole.
Mm.
But yes, you go to weeks of training for the technical end of rebuilding the phones and the lines and the physical training.
Wow. So how long did you do that?
I was in Topeka about 6 weeks.
And then you went and did what?
And then I came back to the Wichita area and found a group of gentlemen that weren't too happy to have a female in their midst. And those were my coworkers.
Wow. So how long did you climb poles?
Until I was in my third month of pregnancy, so almost 6 years.
Wow. So did you enjoy it?
I did. I do have a fear of heights.
Yes, you do. Oh, my gosh.
I do.
You have to hang it by these ropes.
And yet I went 30 feet up in the air multiple times.
Oh, my goodness. So pregnancy came along at a good time for you then, right?
It did.
Now, how many kids do you have? Oh, you said you have 4 children. Are they all grown and out of the home?
They're all grown, and one's still in the home. She's in her 20s, and I hope she remains in the home. I am in no hurry for her to leave.
I hear you. And I know that we have this appointment today because you have a granddaughter that you have the great pleasure of hanging out with on a regular basis. Is that true?
That's true. My little Riley Kay. She's 2 and a half.
Very cool. Now, does Jockey have clothes for her?
Well, not Jockey person to person, no.
Darn it.
It does have. Both my daughters are in it and my mother.
Oh, very good.
Not my granddaughter.
Very good. Now, I know from knowing you that you approach things a little bit more differently. I've known other people in your line, and I know that you have parties and what have you, but what's your most favorite way of helping ladies?
I really enjoy the one-to-one with a lady. I like a no-pressure, no-hype shopping experience for myself, so that's what I offer them.
Very good. So you often go to their home or you have them come to your home and you measure them and you take very personal interest in their taste and what they're looking for. Is that correct?
Exactly. I'll go if they want.
Mm-hmm.
I have gone through their closets and drawers and we've paired up outfits out of clothing that they have existing with their new pieces that they're incorporating in. And they also come here. Run by on their lunch hour or such as their time allows.
Mm-hmm. So with that said, your company changes colors on the seasons. Do they stay with the other trending colors, or do they sort of stand out from the crowd and come up with their own color themes?
They'll stay on trend,
mm-hmm.
but not to the extreme.
Okay.
Their patterns and their color palette, like I say, from one year to the next,
mm-hmm.
you can still incorporate a lot of what they have and still be trend on.
Very cool. So now when you say your daughters are in it, now I've been in a networking company for 8 years, and I know there's different business models in different networking companies and direct sales. Is this more in tune with the direct sales, or do you have a team? How is that structure in the jockey to jockey, or the person to person, that jockey to jockey?
It's a mouthful, isn't it? You can say jockey P to P. We can shorten it up.
Yeah.
It is definitely direct sales, and you do build a team under you. By doing mm-hmm. that, your personal commission goes up on what you sell.
Okay, so you get an override on theirs then as well.
Yes, with most direct sales, you go from zero to hero every month.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So are you, now I know with my company I can focus on both segments of it. I can build a team or I can just focus on sales. What's your favorite part of your business? Do you focus on both or do you choose one over another, or how do you structure yours?
Well, with my business, I just focus on the ladies I'm serving. The team building and that, I love bringing ladies in under me and coaching and guiding them along, but I'm always building my business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I pull them along with me
mm-hmm.
for the ride as long as they want.
Okay. Now, I visited you this past weekend at a local women's event. Do you do a lot of these, or you say mostly local for any type of shows that you can actually put up a booth and invite ladies to come in and visit you there?
Well, I'm very social, so if there's a reason to take a trip or set up and have a fun event, I'm on board.
I've been to
Oklahoma, Nebraska, Iowa, and then the local area.
And then you also do parties. I mean, I know that you do the one-on-ones, but I know that you'll get together with, I know this past month you got together with someone, a couple other ladies that have different businesses, and so you sort of joined forces and had parties. One was jewelry to accent the clothing that you have. Another one was cosmetics to highlight their faces, and so those kind of things. You do those very often?
I like to do that at least once a month. It's an open
really?
House. Yes,
oh,
it's an
okay.
open house, and it's always mm-hmm. kind of freshen your image, kind of bring you in, and you can kind of do a one-stop shop.
Very good. Now, when it comes to being on the Internet, and I know yours is a very personal, very touchy-feely type of business, but I also know that you are very active on Facebook and you're always posting the catalogs. Are you able to get business from those different avenues that you're tapping into as well?
Well, that's where everything's trending. The thing that I like to refocus people back to is you still have personal attention for services out there. I think a lot of your direct sell companies, that's what they're really offering to the customers. But, yes, the Internet, the Twitter, the Pinterest, the Facebook, definitely where everything is trending towards.
So you're getting, then, good sales off of those posts that you're making. Because I know that, you know, you come to my meeting every single month, and yet I ended up actually purchasing through your Internet site when you had your sales. So are you starting to see even locally people doing that as well?
Oh, yes, yes. And then there's always a follow-up, though, because there's sizing mm-hmm. or, suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, the Internet definitely, with having my own web page mm-hmm. and doing the social media, has brought in a lot of sales.
And one of the things that you shared with me is that person-to-person has an incredible return policy, unlike others. It's if you want to share that, because I think it's very fabulous that you guys go, I think, I believe, one step further than most companies do with their return policy. So you wouldn't mind sharing that with us?
Oh, that's what it's about. The comfort and versatility of the clothing speaks for itself, but the customer service end of jockey person to person, you can wash and wear any item for 30 days, up to 30 days, and still get a refund. Full refund on that item. You can wash and wear that item for up to 60 days, and if you're not happy for any reason, you can exchange that item, and it doesn't even have to be with the same item. You'll just pay the pay differential between the two. They want to keep you as a customer, and they have a product that they stand behind 100%.
Well, I think that's fabulous, because customer service has been sort of forgotten by a lot of companies. You go through so much commotion when you've been promised this guarantee and you've been told, you know, it doesn't matter what you want to do. If you decide you're not happy with it, you can return it. I had such a situation not too long ago when I was acting upon that guarantee. I got a product that I did not believe it was what I was looking for, and it was no questions asked product, and I got interrogated about why did I want to return it and why did I want a refund. And, oh, by the way, if you really want that, then we'll go ahead and go through with it. But in the meantime, I felt like I was this awful person even asking for a refund or to return something. So to me, when a company like yours leads, because you are always, always, always sharing that when you're sharing your commitment and your passion with your clothes, I very rarely hear you leave that off, because you know how important that is to people, especially in the clothing line, because, you know, you just never know if that item, if that color, if the fit, if any of it's going to work till you get it. So you assure people that it's not a concern. It's
That's
something
right.
you'll take care of no matter how it works out, and you personally offer your services. And here's what I want to share with this audience is, Nancy does more than just talk about this. She really walks her talk. I had taken advantage of her online sales, and she and I had this conversation, and I gave her my credit card, and she made the order up, and she tells me when the order's going to come and all this stuff. Well, the day that the order shows up on the tracking on the internet, she calls me to let me know my product's been delivered. And the reason she calls me and tells me it's being delivered is because I had it dropped at another location where I collect my mail. I cannot tell you when anybody's ever done that for me before. So that just to me is just outstanding personal service that comes from Nancy, and I'm sure that as you're teaching your team, you are teaching them those same things because that is representative of how you want them representing you and your business, because that's what you said. That's what it's all about. The clothing is wonderful, but when you have the backing of a company that is so flexible in taking care of the customer, because it's just, like I said, it's just unheard of these days. Now, how long have you been with the company?
I started with the company in the fall of 2010.
Oh, very good.
This arm of Jockey International started up in 2005.
Okay, so it's been around a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, with this company, do they hold conventions? Do they do things like that, and do you attend those?
I always attend the convention. It's usually in July.
Mm-hmm.
And Jockey Person-to-Person is just sold in the United States and Canada at this time.
Oh, okay.
The parent company is international, but this branch is just sold in the United States and Canada. So we usually have a location that's convenient for the Canadians to get to.
Okay.
As well as the ladies in the States.
Mm-hmm. So what are the highlights of the conventions? Do they have speakers that come in, or do you have a lot of hands-on training? I know I've been to a lot of different conventions, and they're always changing it up. What kind of conventions do you feel work best for you?
Well, of course, they preview the new fall line
at
that time. Mm-hmm. So we have a fashion show that's just to die for. I mean, the lights, the music, the and then we have motivational speakers, of course. And we have a complete breakdown of the new pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And we have fitting rooms where we go in and physically put on each of the new pieces so we know how they fit, because different cuts will fit girls different. And we get together.
Mm-hmm.
From the very petite to the very large, and gather up outfits that are most becoming on each. So we can come to the customer base.
Very good, very good. Now, before we get off here, we're going to wrap this up very soon. I do want to make sure that everybody has your information, and as we're wrapping this up, I would like to ask, at this point in time with this audience, how can we help you grow your business? Do you have some specific goals in mind for this year, for this month? How can we help you?
Well, I'm marching into March. that is usually a really high-volume month, and I hope to be crazy busy. I have a couple events already planned and several one-to-one scheduled with ladies.
Thanks, bud. Very good.
So I just want to keep trending that direction.
Okay, so we can help you by if now here's a quick question. Let's say somebody's listening today, and they have seen this clothing line or they've heard about it, but what you've said has really spoken to them, and they're like, wow, I'd really, really like to do that as well. I'd love to be on Nancy's team. Do you work with people that aren't right in your backyard as a team member?
Yes, like I have consultants in Oklahoma and Iowa both.
Okay.
So anywhere. I cannot do anyone from Canada.
Right.
There's ladies that are that well, but anywhere across the United States, yes. And you don't have to physically be next to me to build this business for yourself.
Okay, so somebody can be sitting there that actually is a stay-at-home mom, which you were for several years raising four kids, and goes, wow, I can't really do a lot of parties, but I'm on social media. Maybe I can do my business there. Would that be something you would encourage?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so they have different avenues. Some can go out and be very social, and some can be at home. Because I know from having been in this business, these businesses for a long time, there are people that are very much homebound, that for physical ailments, they really aren't able to get out and about, but they're very hungry and very ambitious and know that they have a future. And your business sounds like something that could give somebody an incredible future, give them lots of fun. They could see the product, they could feel the product, and do it all from home if that's the way it works for them, correct?
That is how it's been laid out and planned.
It's not
a company that you need to have a high volume of inventory. You don't need to have a sample of everything in every size.
You just need to have the passion and the desire to help people feel better about how they look.
Right, because any orders with Jockey, I know with your order that came, it's fast.
Once an order is placed,
you have it within that week.
Exactly. And the thing is, for anybody who's listening that is interested in doing this as a business, the company itself, the way that it was packaged, the way it was delivered, the way it was processed, you roll that into having the passion with someone like Nancy, and it's an incredible, pleasant experience, because when I got my items, they were very nicely wrapped, and I mean, better wrapped than when I walk into a retail store when they just throw it in the bag, don't even pay attention to whether they folded it nicely, or my granddaughter just got this gorgeous dress at a shop here, and it was not on a hanger, it was thrown in a bag, and it's like, really? So quality makes a huge difference, and I can tell anybody that's listening that I'm talking from experience, having worked with Nancy and know her and know her passion. So Nancy, let's go ahead and give your contact information, let's give your website, and if you want to give your phone number, that would be wonderful.
Okay, the website's a little wordy.
Okay.
It's myjockeyp2p.com/easygoingclothing.
Okay. And your phone number and everything is there as well?
Yes, you can contact me directly through that. The phone number for contact is 316-838-7417.
All right, very good. And I have to share with everybody that you have this little expression about jockey not being for men anymore. Is that how you say it?
Jockey person to person. We're not underwear anymore.
There you go. That's it. That's the key. I love it. She has these cute little jockey boxer underwear key tags and luggage tags that she hands out. They're so cute and so fun. And this has been an incredible interview. Nancy, I really appreciate your time, appreciate you being on here, and I wish you the best of success, and I can't wait to strut my stuff in my new skirt on Tuesday. So thank you very much for those that are listening. And when we put this podcast out there, this interview, please do everyone a favor and share it so that we can bring Nancy a bigger audience and help her march into March even better than what she's doing on her own. Thanks, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag GabandGail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gab and Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.